Thanks for listening to Outcast World. You lock your front door, don't you? You wouldn't go out and leave the front door open. Well, that's essentially what you're doing when you're not using a VPN. Right now, your data is being tracked, stored, and sold by loads of people. For a lot of people that are listening to this show, that is not just annoying, it can also be very risky. NordVPN fixes it. It's fast, it's reliable, it's number one for consumers, and it takes less time to set up than ordering a takeaway. Outcast World listeners can get NordVPN for under £3 a month. That is up to 75% off. Just go to outcastworld.net. The link's at the top. Turn it on. Forget about it. Make yourself safer online with the number one NordVPN for under £3 a month at outcastworld.net. Mondays and Wednesdays, that's when you get your fresh episodes of Outcast World. It's Graham and Topher here.
Hello.
And I hope all good in your world.
I always sound really posh.
I think you sound posh. Yeah.
Hello. I think it's because I know I'm talking. If you meet me casually, I don't think I'm as posh.
I think you sound posh.
Hello. I'm actually white
trash. That's because you're southern. Anyone who's southern, as far as I'm concerned, sounds posh.
I'm from Eltham, which should sound like a... Oh, no, I shouldn't say that.
Why what?
Like a reform supporter.
No, come on.
Farage loves the poorly educated.
He really does. They all do, all them lot. So I thought what we'd start off with is something that's really been amusing me for about the last week and a bit. And it's that I've not made any... I don't know if you've made any friends by saying that you like Zach Polanski. Someone I work with regularly basically says that Polanski will say anything. He's a populist. He's as populist as Farage. And I was like, yeah, but at least if we're going to be populist, at least he's saying nice things.
I think it's like it's quite a strange comparison.
What?
Like Farage is a piece of shit.
Yes, Farage
is a
piece of shit.
He's an objectively cruel, unkind person. Zach is trying to empower at least minorities in some way, shape or form.
I think what they're saying is that Zach is just, as far as they're concerned, he's too left-wing. He's just saying anything popular. I'm like, well, isn't that what the right do?
Yeah. I mean, they're using GB News as their, you know, let's just feed into everyone's fears and let's use that against you. They're not going to help any fucking lower working class person if you believe that.
No.
I mean, if you really believe that, then you deserve the future you have ahead of you.
Well, the only thing they're going to do that they've trained them people to think is useful is kick out foreigners and make this country fucking dull as anything. And a lot of people seem to think that their life will be better if that happens. So we posted... it was just a conversation we'd had. We were talking about Question Time.
Yeah.
I still can't remember the guy's name, the chairman or whatever it is of Reform was on, and he moaned because Polanski called him a fascist, and Polanski was like, you are a fascist, and we just stuck that clip on, and it got quite the reaction, most of which was, most of it, I said it's bots and bedwetters. It's a lot of it is blatantly bots, because the moment that thing went live and the moment that I don't know where is it written as Polanski's name, the stuff in it. So if you know if there's something, a server farm, I don't know, somewhere monitoring all of the posts that are going on, all the new hashtags and all that, and it jumps on anything where it sees a bit of activity, and you're flooded with shit from loads of profiles who've got like five in England flags, a bulldog, Churchill, a big cigar. It's like, yeah, fucking hell, how many is that? What people in Moscow who work for the intelligence there think everyone in Britain's like?
Well, we've said this before, haven't we, that like I know we spoke about it on one of the last episodes, is, yeah, that, you know, MAGA is not as big as we think.
No,
because it's a lot of bot farms. You need to realize a lot of it is fake.
It's a projection, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of like bored men on the internet, and then lots of bot farms, and then like paid influencers. And
I think it's mainly bots.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe that Trump won. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I think it's a massive bot influence plus a lot of interference.
Let's go to that for a sec. What? Because that gets thrown out sometimes as an idea. And initially I was like, well, what do you mean?
I go by what he said himself about, like, you know, the certain interference with voting machines that, you know, comments made by him live on TV, which we can clip into this.
Musk made comments like that.
You know, and then... threats being made at polling stations in America.
On threats, then, yeah.
And, you know, I'm not buying it, and, yeah.
And we'll never have another election again.
That is my tinfoil hat.
Okay. Well, I've heard other people say that. Oh, yeah. Initially, I was like, oh, we just have to accept it. And now I'm like, look at them approval ratings. Like, they're on their arse, and the only way you seem to be able to like remain in power is by threatening people.
Yeah, so, do you think there'll be midterms?
I don't know. I think if there isn't, I mean, what are they going to do? Well, I did read something the other day that said America's got the most well-armed working class on the planet. It's funny because they were well-armed for a moment like this, and not there's not much interest in standing up to what he's doing. But the bots and the bedwetters and the people who are just sitting in all day watching GB News jumped on our post, didn't they? And I just thought we should go through some of the comments that we had on. Have you got any favourites?
I like the one that you put into our trailer, the Loony Left podcast.
I love that.
I like that.
I like that.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my lower back.
Left wing.
Loony Left.
Like, well, yeah.
Radical lunatic left.
I'm going to go through. Cool. I'm going to go through, and then you can do a few as well. Not far. So we're talking about reform, obviously, and Bergerman, who has, all right, 68 followers, maybe true. Get in my belly is his thing, is his biog. Not far right, Juzzy, just properly, putting the people of the UK first. What did you say there? It's not, though. Look at what's happening to the working class and those reliant on services in America. It's all coming here if Timu Trump gets in. I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean it.
Dave Edwards, who is...
Is that a real profile? Yeah, that seems like
a
real one.
Yeah, there is. This bedwetter, he's a Leeds United supporter. He's there with his kid. Poor kid. Dave Edwards says, these guys obviously want to be able to buy more drugs without it being illegal.
I don't do drugs, Dave Edwards. Unless you're going to buy me some and I'll try it.
I mean, I haven't done drugs
in a hot minute.
I did once have to go to a drugs rehab, but I don't know if that's, I don't know if what that's got to do with Polanski. Polanski said he wants to legalize drugs.
But they're clinging on to whatever, and like, oh, you know, because the war on drugs has been so successful.
Really
it's
successful.
Been a huge success in America, hasn't it? And anyone who's listening to this, that is sarcasm, because I know some people will clip it and go, oh, like, putting drugs underground has been such a disaster in so many ways, yeah.
Insane. And Venezuela is not the largest exporter of drugs in the Caribbean, isn't it? That's just bullshit. Dave Taylor says, good for you, but the Green Party are encouraging people to take drugs by making it legal, then making it illegal to be a landlord and house people in good quality homes. The man's a lunatic. Dave, I understand that you can buy a house in Leeds for literally fuck all. I know this because I bought a house in Leeds for literally fuck all. So maybe that's why you've got a bit of a boner about being a landlord or something.
And maybe Dave should stop listening to GB News whilst doing a fry up and pay attention to what, like, it's just all these buzzwords and lines and phrases that get thrown out there, and they're just clipping little lines of what he's potentially said or what he's alluding to.
Why have you written Mungiaro on that one? Absolute jokes, Mungiaro. Is that because...
I don't know, that's probably been a bitch.
So there was one. There's this couple cleaning. There they are. And they put a picture of Polanski that's been with his teeth, just everything about him exaggerated, with a bigger nose than he should have.
Mm.
Polanski's Jewish, so
that's the first thing I thought when I saw that. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely anti-Semitic.
It's funny, isn't it? Because people on the left are supposed to be anti-Semitic, yet I'm pointing out that you, whoever the fuck you are, couple cleaning, they own a cleaning company. Oh my God. So they put an unflattering photograph of Polanski, so I put a photograph of him from his profile and said, I'm just going to leave this here.
I love it when people get owned like that. He'll tell everyone down Weatherspoons about that.
Lefty podcast. Look at these cool. Two. Jesus says, yeah. User 59414129419 63.
Yeah, look.
8 followers.
Look. I agree with him. Look. That's the whole point of putting a video on the internet.
Insane. Have you got any favourites? I need you to...
Let's have a look at some of mine. I was skipping through on the way here. Only a far left self-hating loonies would call patriots fascists. Really, because I grew up in Eltham during the 90s, motherfucker. I'm very comfortable calling alleged patriots fascists, because I grew up with literal fascists.
Do normal people say patriots, or is that just the sort of thing that gets...
They're just absorbing what Trump is saying in America and injecting it into UK politics. We're just becoming this watered-down version of MAGA. You know, it's just GB News is replacing Fox and... Self-hating. Hello, I have an overactive self-esteem gland.
One thing I do get, no one's responded to that, the breast whisperer. The people keep on bringing up that thing about he was a. It is funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's ridiculous. But it's, I mean, look at Trump. Wasn't he making women stand up on dinner tables? Sonia Morgan's party in New York, having women stand up on the dinner table whilst he sat at the end, marching them up and down and putting his head under their skirts, asking who's wearing underwear and who isn't. I would prefer a tit whisperer than a pussy grabbing, pussy searcher, alleged rapist, convicted felon.
Grey Caledine says, can Zach hypnosis my house and make it bigger?
Can he give me a BBL? Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, right, yeah.
The Zach, can he be the butt whisperer? That was my prison name.
So Polanski, a communist far left who says reform is far right, the BBC. That doesn't make sense.
No, but again, buzzwords.
I think actually that's AI. Do people... Oh, this is when the people do them. Do people realise Mussolini was a hard socialist and was never far right? See, the problem here is people do this. The Nazis, they were socialists. What they did was they used the term socialist to come to power. And then when they got to power, they weren't so socialist, were they? It was just thrown in there. And that confuses things. The things about all these people is they rebrand themselves and shift things to keep idiots like these confused. So someone says to them, oh, but Hitler was a socialist. And
again, buzzwords, sound bites, without actually...
Know what the words mean.
Yeah, but they just... This is the thing, but this is how... These people get influenced, and we see this repeat itself over and over again. Again, look at the comment section. It's buzzwords. It's we're not far right. We're just right. Okay, where have you heard that?
Fucking hell.
And they all say the same thing. It's like, why don't you come in with facts and data?
Let me see Argon.
Argon.
No followers again. So it's an AI. To be able to call something far right or a fascist, you need to understand what the words mean. We've been told we're stupid. We don't understand what these terms mean.
It says a comment section full of buzzwords.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, every fucking thing spun out by the Sun, the fucking Daily Mail,
GB News.
Let me see the folded comment. I'm going to finish this now.
I just found a good one on another video of us.
I've found loads. There's loads
sad,
more.
Sad people. We don't seem sad, actually. I think it was quite a... I'm not the one crying all the time. That's what I see on...
Sad. That one. We're on drugs. We're mad. Was this filmed in a lunatic asylum? He's probably bummed you, says a user with clips of Nick Ferrari.
Ah, Zach's not my type.
He's not my type. So, mental though, isn't it? Of course you like Zach.
Yes.
Zach Polanski's... Like, we don't...
Of course you like Farage.
You know.
The man who can't floss.
So with all this in mind, it's no wonder that, like, it leaves me worried. And we know some of that's bots, some of that's just bedwetters. The odd one of it's just people who've watched enough GB News to think that they understand what things mean. But the people, that's the level of support for that party. And the reality, if Farage, who's up to like 34 different individual people claiming that he was racist at Dulwich College. Immigration snatch squads sent out onto the street, dragging people from workplaces and just going about their business like ICE have got.
Yeah.
Because they're chasing that.
Emphasis on workplaces. These people are working. In America, they're taking people's tax records to catch them. They're taking people who are going to immigration court. So the problem isn't actually them working. The problem isn't actually them contributing to the tax system. The problem isn't them being citizens.
It's them existing.
Yeah.
It's just them being alive.
Why can't you just be honest?
How these fucking people that we've just read, like, the shit that's going through their minds.
And someone's commented on my Facebook, this is what low intelligence looks like. And that's Bruce Hefford. Well, Bruce Hefford, that's what a boiled chicken breast, if it turned into a human being, looks like.
Let me see
He looks like a biometric experiment gone dangerously wrong.
But he's got 7 followers, so I don't know if he's real.
Then he commented on our next one.
Yeah, yeah. What was the other one? You can't escape with these people. You can't escape with these people.
Well, why is the algorithm showing you me?
Yeah.
Tommy Robinson could say the same about his little Grindr advert. Palaver.
Yeah, look at this, what I'm being
served.
I can't
believe I'm getting these gay apps. Oh, I wonder why.
I can't believe you didn't think that through as well.
I don't get targeted adverts for fucking UKIP or Reform UK. I just don't engage with it.
I don't get any of that.
I talk about it on our podcast because that's what we do. But I mean, I don't engage with it. I block it. I mute it because I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about it. I don't agree with it. I've educated myself enough to know that I'm not ever going to align with it. So I don't research it. However, if I was researching it, I'd be getting lots of sponsored posts. Which is what happened to Tommy Robinson.
He's clearly been researching. Yeah. Stephen Yaxley Lennon has clearly been researching.
Well, good luck to him, because no one wants to fuck a boiled pink looking bitch. So good luck on Grindr. You think it's hard down, what's that pub that they hang out in Eltham? Checkers. You think it's hard picking a woman up in Checkers in Eltham? You try being a boiled pink looking bitch on Grindr. Ain't no one want to fuck your sweaty little ass. And you know he's a bottom.
What's wrong with that? Don't bottom shame.
No, hello. I got to the top by being the world's best bottom, which would be my Real Housewives tagline. FYI for producers watching. But he is just not interesting or profoundly interesting enough to be a top. Tops have an air of mystery to them, usually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He has the air of a boiled pink-looking bitch.
Queer politics, sex, and culture. This is Outcast World.
Right, that's that. That went on for longer than I expected. That went on for a bit longer than I expected, but that's okay. That's
like a pack
happens.
Of ham.
On, are you still going on about...
Sorry, I'll stop you.
That's fine. I agree. There's a few people have been dragged on today's episode.
Good. I'm just sick of being nice. I'm tired now because...
When were you nice, other than to people that you really like?
Well, when I was a kid, because I grew up with them, I used to like Trojan horse them, be kind to them, get to know, empathetically let them accept me over time, because that, again, like I said, it kept me safe. I'm just bored now.
Yeah.
Because you can't win. All it is a sound time where you make them accept an idea of you or your sexuality, and then they decide that, you know, for example, him sharing that advert was to allude that gay guys are paedophiles, because it's about an age limit.
We're meant to have moved on to part two. The music's being on and everything. No, it's okay. That's okay. It's built. It's
dog with
up.
A bone. One more thing, just to go back into what we were talking about before the menu, before the music. Someone commented saying that you and I look like we're full of collagen.
Sorry, I've got a sound effect button.
I'm broken record, but I think it's funny because neither of us have had collagen.
No. I haven't had Botox for ages.
Not bad for 36.
I'm not going to join in with that comment. I'm not going to say how old I am.
There's life in the old dogs, yeah.
Right, I wonder what sound effect this will be. There we go.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
That'll do.
That works.
Heated rivalry. I have finished the series, and obviously we chatted with Nick Charles about heated rivalry. He's very excited about that. What's the issue with the sex in heated rivalry? So I like that. I think it makes it realistic. It makes it... I don't have a problem with seeing sex on telly, but someone I'm quite close to who's of a different like persuasion when it comes to all that kind of stuff than I am, I'm like, do what you want. Oh, there's too much sex in the first episode. Russell T. Davis... who's currently in New York with his twink boyfriend. I don't know if you've seen that on Instagram.
He was with Whoopi Goldberg. I'm so jealous. That's not the twink boyfriend. Sorry, just thought, obviously it's not.
They were both there.
I want to be someone's twink boyfriend if it means I get to meet Whoopi Goldberg.
But what the supposed that Russell T. Davis did were...
I just realised I'm 36, I'm not twink.
Oh, you might be able to... I don't know how old the twink boyfriend is, but Russell T. Davis's twink boyfriend is with Whoopi and...
Jealous.
Russell's just kind of in the background, like waving on his own Instagram.
That twink stole my dream. I can't even get into America, and I wouldn't be allowed in.
After this, no.
No, I'm banned. I've written about Trump, so there's no way I'm getting in.
That is a reason you can't. I mean, you might end up just being locked up for months. But Russell T. Davis also thought he loves the show, but yeah, there's a lot of sex in it, but it's not about the sex, it's about the love story. I'm like, it's about the love story, but it's also a bit about the sex. And I think the sex is important.
I don't like when people kind of go, oh, well, you know, with gay stuff, it shouldn't always be sex because we don't want to be seen as this, like, well, why can't sex be profound? Mm. Not everything is, like, dirty getting shagged, you know, all this mess. Like, sometimes getting shagged in the park or getting shagged in the toilet cubicle can change your life. It can change your... No, but it can. I mean, I don't like outdoor sex, personally. I like it in my bed. But I know from working in the adult sex toy industry since I was 18 years old, do you know the amount of people who've learned things about themselves because they've just tried something new and daring? And I don't like it when people try and extract it with gays, like, oh, it's just a bit too sexual.
But when other gays do that, and they're like, oh, there's too much sex in that. I'm like, who are you editing this for?
Yeah, it's all about who's viewing it. Yeah, just...
What the fuck?
But, sex sells everything. Sex is at the centre of, what, 75% of TV shows, or the context of the TV show, or the tension behind two characters, It's fine to just have sex when you're gay. Like, do it. It doesn't have to be profound. It doesn't have to be something real. But it can be profound. But it shouldn't be written off as just like, oh, it's just, you know, I know it's a lot of sex in there, so I don't want to scare the people if they're watching it.
You know what? There's no problem with it.
Sex.
One of my favourite bits in Heated Rivalry is it's kind of...
I haven't watched it.
So in the first episode, the sexy Russian guy is trained in the gym on the, I don't know, the exercise bike thing, but the other guy who he ends up being with. And the sexual tension's building. And then they're in the showers at another occasion. And the Russian guy is obviously, you don't see it, but he's obviously got an erection and he's putting down at it. And it's that doesn't get represented a lot. Remember Queer as Folk, the first one, when Stuart Alan Jones rimmed Nathan?
That was, like, groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. Rimming on Channel 4. Well, there was a 15-year-old boy as well. I mean, I thought that, for me, I'm a bit like, that shouldn't have happened, Russell. Russell T. Davies, who wrote Queer as Folk, where a 15-year-old got rimmed, has got the cheek to turn around and say, Heated Rival, he's got too much sex.
I didn't even realise he was 15.
Yeah,
but I watched it when I was like 12.
Oh, God, right. I think I've got a lot to answer for.
I didn't even process that.
Do you think
just
he feels bad about it now, Russell, and that's why?
I don't know. You have to ask him.
I don't know if you come on this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's 15.
Gosh, you just shook me to my bone marrow.
So there was a period in the 90s when, and I say this because I was Nathan's age, and I hung out with people who were older than me sometimes. And
I
had sex with some of them, and they shouldn't have had sex with me, but they did. And at the time, I thought I was fabulous. But what I've realised since is that I would never have sex with a 15-year-old boy. It's illegal. It's also highly immoral. Like, people aren't fully developed. I have no interest in that. What were you doing trying to fucking knock it up and shag a 15-year-old boy? I think that now.
I've always liked guys who look like so much more masculine, and I'm very stereotypical in what I like, so I can't identify with that in any way, shape or form. Like, even you saying that to me has made my body language change.
Makes me recoil. So.
I've always liked an overtly opposite. I've liked someone who looks like they can kill me.
I don't know if I ever just like that. What I used to like when I was always into people who were my age. So I was into, when I was 15, 16, I was into other 15, 16, 17-year-olds.
Yeah, I think I did date someone a lot older than me when I was like 16.
How old?
I think he was 22.
Okay, yeah, that's a big age difference when you're that age, but...
And it was DL as well, which makes it even more complicated.
Oh, right, as well. Yeah. And at 16, I don't think I could have dealt
with
that.
I did lie about my age, though, so he didn't realize.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't remember why I said it. I don't think it would have been 18. Knowing me, it would have been 19, because I would have not wanted to sound too obvious.
Right, okay. Well, I never did that kind of... I would have been too scared, I think, to... And Liverpool was a bit different like that. I mean, I remember when I was that age and I went cruising once. There's only one place you could do that in Liverpool. And I went down there and I was terrified. I was terrified because there'd been a murder there not long before.
It must be terrifying.
Someone had been stabbed up. And I remember, like...
I've never been cruising.
Have you not?
No.
I remember I finished work at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I went down there. There was a taxi driver pulled up. And Scouse men can be terrifying sometimes in the dark. And this guy sat there.
That's why we liked them.
Well, that's why you might have liked it, but I was scared of this guy. He was like, "You're all right, lads." And then nothing was really going on. And he went, "You look scared." And I was like, and he went, "Doing nothing for me, lads." And then he drove up, and I was like, I was scared. Because I was scared of that DL man being stabbed up.
He recognised that you were scared and he didn't take advantage of you.
True.
Yeah.
True. And whereas these other
people... That's a stand-up gentleman right there driving around the canal.
It wasn't the canal, it was somewhere else. But then there's these other people in my life at that time were just kind of, hey, let's hang out. And then what it often was... Yeah, so my... Russell T. Davies wrote a drama that celebrated that, and there he is saying that the sex and Heated Rivalry is just too much. And I'm like, I don't know, is it? Or is it as bad as showing a 15-year-old being rimmed and in school the next day?
My mind is blown by that. I'd never processed.
He's at school.
I think it's because when I watched it, I was probably around that age, and when I was around that age, I saw myself as an adult.
Seems fine.
So I wasn't seeing it. Yeah. So maybe I should watch it back now.
I was the same age as Nick. Well, he comes across like an older man, but he's 15, and I just think you wouldn't write that now, because that's statutory rape. You could go to prison for that.
Mm, it's just... Ugh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it makes me shudder as well.
My whole body language has changed since you said it, because now I'm like, I need to watch it, because now I might see the whole series completely differently.
You might, but I remember watching it, and I was Nathan's age and thinking, oh, I get this, he's having the time of his life, and I wanted to have the time of my life as well. So the issue with the sex and heated rivalry, YR, and it's a certain category of gay, why are they so upset about the sex in it?
I can see a little bit why. I think that they want to be, I guess it's that kind of like pick me adjacent thing of, oh no, there's more to us than sex. But sometimes, like, sex can be a big defining part of who you are. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You haven't got to be some deeply profound individual of all these. I mean, like, you can actually just be, you know what, a big part of a lot of people's lives is when they're next getting shagged.
Mm.
A big part of how people look after themselves and their bodies is because they want to maximize sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Every single advert you see on TV is makeup, perfume, gym. Now it's weight loss.
Yeah.
You know, sex, yeah. Like, as long as you've got a healthy relationship with yourself, as long as you're not acting out in toxic and dangerous ways, which is a whole other conversation, we can sure we can do 100 episodes about that.
Yeah.
Like, why can't sex be a defining characteristic? Why can't...
It's fine.
Like, the characters in this film, I guess they're like guys in their late 20s, early 30s, right? Or are they playing...
Yeah, I think they are. They're it's across the course of people's careers between about 2008 and 2018. So they would be between the ages of, I don't know. Yeah, they're headed up to 30.
Yeah, so they're fucking horny as hell.
Yeah.
My understanding of the show is that they're not out of the closet, right?
Well, they can't be because they're ice hockey is what they're playing. Of course it's like football.
Sex is going to be the underbelly of everything because, number one, you're of that age. And number two, you've got to hide it, and then you've met this person you can freely express it with.
Mm.
Of course it's going to be sex-centric, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
I don't get why it's certain queer men, again, it's like maybe they just don't want people to think that gays are all about
sorry,
the sex.
Sorry, straight people, I promise you some of it. No, fuck you. Listen, I'm a smart, kind, intelligent person, I'm well-read, great to my friends, great to my family, but I love to get fucked.
Yeah, and that's fine. First. You heard it here first. And if you want to see that, that's available for a nominal fee.
Where's your local bus stop? I've scratched the URL into the perspex.
I went for a wee on the M6, not in the road, at the M6 toll services. And someone had, like, really old school, sort of used, like, a compass to etch their phone number and blowjob 2 miles away. And
I haven't seen that in a while.
I know. It's just the kind of thing you'd only really see on the services.
You know, I went to a vintage fair last week. And speaking of, like, you know, like straight people dipping into queer culture, underground sex culture, which are kind of intertwined, even if the sex culture is heterosexual or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was a stand in the middle of this, like, really trendy, like, vintage fair in Peckham, this, like, run by this straight couple. And they had a big basket where they were selling escorts cards, like vintage ones. And I didn't like that. That put a really bad taste in my mouth.
What, taking from phone boxes?
Taking them from phone boxes, like, and then, because like, I'm like, those women, because they were all women in there, all mm-hmm. cis women, were in danger,
yeah.
arrested all the time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them had horrific entries into that industry. A lot of them were trafficked. And you just got, oh, that's kitsch. Let me sell that to those trendy people down in Peckham.
Yeah.
By the way, the gentrification of Peckham is another thing we can talk about another time. But it gave me a real bad taste in my mouth because I'm like, it's for you, it's a little kitsch. Oh, look, it's an escort card. Yeah, but what did that woman go through? Who was she?
Yeah.
What's her story? How many times was she arrested for putting that card up?
Yeah.
You know?
I remember when I was... I used to be scared of London when I was a kid because I used to think it was just IRA bombs. That shows when I grew up.
My mum used to walk in the middle of the road.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah.
So up north, we don't want to go to London. But when the thing that, like, I was like, wow, when you're in the West End and you went into a phone box and there was, like, women with their tits out and a phone number, I used to just be like, this is something else, this London, isn't it? Bloody London. hopefully. Yeah. But that's such an interesting insight into what you said then. In like,
okay, yeah, it gave me, because again, yeah. Just for a little bit of context, listeners, just I won't rabbit on for too long. When I started working in the sex shops, this was 2008, Soho was still on the precipice of being quite dodgy. Mm-hmm. There were still some of the working girls around. Like
when it was good.
Yeah, like, and then what a lot of these women went through was awful, and then to see this like trendy Peckham like pop-up vintage fair, oh, do you want to buy their flyers? Mm. I wanted to break that basket over the guy's head. Mm. And I was just looking at him and I'm like, this is so gross. Mm. Why have you collected it?
Mm. Sex work for a lot of people at that point was not it wasn't a choice. It wasn't like they had an OnlyFans, was it? It was,
yeah,
like
loads of them were trafficked, and even it still happens now. But like back then, Soho, you'd meet people, and I used to do deals with the local working girls. So they would send their customers in return, the customers would get a discount. They would get free lingerie. Mm-hmm. It was like a working thing that I worked. Yeah. So I was using influencers of the area before I knew what an influencer was. It was just me being bored, really. Also me wanting their approval because they were also fabulous and glamorous. And then like the way they used to get treated, and sometimes they come in, and this sounds like I'm being stereotypical, like corny, you know, the black eyes, fat lip, and you're like, what's happened?
Oh, fuck.
So I was on the precipice of kind of having a good understanding of that. And I think that's why I've got such a soft spot for sex workers.
Yeah.
And then when I hire models for Clone Zone at Uber Kinky,
yeah,
I will use sex workers.
Yeah.
Always. So people go, why are you always hiring these models who look like that? This is about body positivity. I'm like, no, this is about putting money in the pocket of sex workers. Mm. And I would always do that.
Stay with me. This is incredibly simple. If you've ever used Grindr, Googled something rather personal, or posted anything political, your data is already being tracked and sold. Think about that. A VPN can make you a lot safer. NordVPN takes about 2 minutes to set up, one click to turn on, and it just runs in the background. There's no effort after that. It's consistently voted number one across a load of metrics for consumers. It's fast, it's secure, and there's no drop-offs. Outcast World listeners can get up to 75% off NordVPN right now, which brings it down to under £3 a month. Go to outcastworld.net. Top of the page, tap the link, then you're done. Outcastworld.net for up to 75% off NordVPN.